Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues within the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon, and God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Thompson, and I'm just delighted to come in your home, in your house, at your job, on the internet, wherever you may be at, on your telephone, wherever you may be. I want you to know God is omnipresent, and I'm just thankful that we are able to reach out to you around the world on today. Welcome to the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry. I'm telling you, my goodness, we had some dynamic men and women of God that's been coming on this week. Amen. And let me tell you, you need to get ready. I hope you've been recording this. I hope you've been writing down some information. Take out your pen and your pad, you know, because anytime you hear the word, amen, I believe that God wants us to write down the things that we have heard. Why? Because, see, if you don't go back and study, if you don't go back and say, you know something, that was an on-time word. You know, God had placed that in my spirit, and this woman of God that spoke, this man of God had said something. It was a confirmation. You need to write down that information. You need to write down the date that you heard it. Amen. And then on top of that, you know, you can always go back to our page and hit play and replay that sermon, that teaching, whatever it may have been, that's going to be a blessing to you. Well, guess what? On today, I'm delighted to have in the studios by way of phone, amen, our special guest on today, Apostle Michelle Thompson. And let me tell you, I'm excited. She's the founder of the Miracle International in Grand Bay, Alabama. Amen. And listen, either call somebody, let them know that there's a word for the day. There's a word for you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your circumstances may be. I don't even know what you're facing. But I do know one thing. Amen. There's a word for you on today. God, one thing about God, he'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. He's not like a man that will lie to you. And one thing about God, whenever he spoke, he's going to keep his word. He's going to speak a word over your life on today. So I want you just to get ready, prepare your hearts to be in a position to receive. Amen. Well, with no further ado, I would like to bring out our guest on today. Good afternoon. How you doing, Apostle Michelle Thompson? How are you?
Praise the Lord, brother. Amen. It's good to be with you guys up there on the East Coast. What up? East Coast is awesome. I am from a little bitty southern town. I'm just a Cajun southern girl all the way down. If you look in Alabama, I'm the lowest point in Alabama, right on the water on the dot. Amen. And we got a population of about 2,500 people in my town. So that shows you how little, how small we are. But
wow. It's
just an honor to be on your program. And, you know, God is doing great things. And we thank the Lord that the Holy Ghost, you ain't got to be just right there in New York or up on the East Coast. You can be here in Alabama, and you can be on the phone, and we can still have church. Amen.
Come on now. Say something now. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. And I didn't even know that they had places like that with 2,500 people. I thought that was back in my day. I might be telling on my age, but, you know, it's a blessing, though. It's truly an honor to have you on with us today. And listen here, 2,500, five people, you know, it don't really matter. All that matters is that God's in the midst, you know, and I thank God for you being present on today. Amen. And so the name of your ministry, the ministry God has birthed in you, is called Miracle International. Amen. And why did God give you that name? I always like to ask people.
You know, it's been quite a time.
Your phone's breaking up, Apostle.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Before, I couldn't hear what you
okay.
were saying. Okay.
I started out in the ministry with my parents. My mother and dad were ministry full-time in youth evangelism. And pretty much born and raised in church. I was raised Koji and AOH, which is a crazy mix. And, you know, but I got both sides of things, you know, and the Lord just really called me to ministry at the early age. But, you know, as all, you know, rebellious PK kids, a lot of us stray, a lot of us, but, you
yeah.
know, I strayed away. I couldn't handle the strictness. And so I strayed away. But, you know, I thank God that the Word of God says train up a child in the way she grow. And when they grow old, they won't depart from it, you know. And I thank the Lord that, you know, I came back to the faith and went in and got my doctorate of theology. And I've come underneath a great man of God, Apostle Rodney Beard in Moss Point, Mississippi. And me and my husband, I met my husband before that. And my husband really wasn't saved and where he needed to be with the Lord. And he was an alcoholic when I married him, and I didn't know it. And so we started, you know, having some issues and some problems. And, you know, I wanted to do ministry, and he didn't understand that. But he was called to do ministry as well. And so on Father's Day in 2006, he was run over by two vehicles on the side of the interstate. And out of that, they said he would never walk again, that he would never be able to function. I mean, it was a miracle that he lived. And during that time, the Lord gave me a miracle with him, and he had a miracle experience on the gurney. He said that the Lord told him that, that, you know, he's seen Jesus, and he says, "Can you hear me now, son?" And he says, yes, Lord, you know, I can hear you now. And that was kind of his wake-up call. And then right before that, we had lost everything in Katrina. And we were in full-time ministry, and my husband was armor-bearing, my pastor, and we traveled and served the man of God. And while we were doing that, we lost everything in Katrina, and then my husband was run over, and then my daughter was born 1 pound, 4 ounces. And so they said she would never live or make her year, and she's 7 years old now. So out of that, when the Lord called us to do a branch out and do our own ministry, we just wanted to incorporate the miracle because we want to let people know that God is still doing miracles, signs, and wonders in this day and age. Amen.
Man, amen. Praise God. What a beautiful testimony, you know, of deliverance and also the miraculous power of God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is our host, our guest on today, Apostle Michelle Thompson. So at this time, we're going to move out the way and present to you our guest. God bless you. Apostle Thompson.
Well, you know, I was sitting here and I was thinking about, you know, what would I say to the people and what the Lord was, you know, moving on my heart. And I had gotten a Facebook little quote, and it said that y'all didn't know that when you buried me, I was a seed. Because if you would have known I was a seed, you wouldn't have buried me. You would have destroyed me. But, you know, I thought about that, and I thought about what people and the men and women of God are going through right now, and there is a lot of demonic activity that is coming against the men and women of God. And it is coming, it's come against me, it's coming against my family. And recently I just went through a bout of depression, and I just felt like, you know, I'm just need to give up, you know. And it's ridiculous how that we're in the church world. I call them church folk because I don't claim to be a church folk. I claim to be a servant of the Most High God. I'm just a servant, and I don't want religion. I want relationship. And so many people got religion, and they're trying to outdo one another. And so then when you're trying to do you're a small ministry, and you're trying to do the work of the kingdom, you can't get folks to come together because they're trying to fight each other in the pulpit. They're trying to fight each other with their ministry. They're trying to fight each other with the music. They're trying to fight each other with everywhere they go, and you don't want to come together. If I have a rally for peace, you're going to have a rally for peace. Why can't we have a rally together? What's that about? Even if we cross it all denominational line, man of God, but we want to stay in our badness, or we want to stay in our cozy. We want to stay. It ain't. We all trying to get to the same place, but we need to come together as men and women of God and do what we need to do. So therefore, then we start speaking against the men and women of God. We start getting, well, I don't like them because they sing this way. I don't like them because they more anointed than I am. I don't like them because miracles happen and they didn't when I had this revival. They will sing better than I did as the men and women of God, and they don't want to help.
sometimes they just come out with their axes and start hacking and cutting for no reason. And so you, when it's all gone and left over, and you look, you say, all of this that I worked for, that the Holy Spirit birthed inside of me is now on the floor dying because just so-and-so spoke against me or so-and-so. But you don't understand that the more that you prune a tree, it'll bear more fruit. So go ahead, yes. I told people, go ahead and get your axes out. Go ahead and get your scissors out and start cutting on me. It's for my good. God allowing this to happen to y'all because it's for your good, because there's a seed in the ground. And, you know, the Word of God says that Isaiah said that, though, you know, that I'm in the ground, and I'm just paraphrasing. It says, but at the smell of rain, I'll bud again. So you don't put me in the ground. See, when Jesus died on the cross, they look, oh, well, it's over now. I done put you in the ground. We crucified you dead, you buried. We done with that. But you got a few folks still watching. That's why they had to post them two folks on the outside, and they were like, something is up, still funny. And y'all might try something, so I'm still going to keep two imps on you to see what's going to go on. But you don't understand the power of God, because if you put me in the ground and you allow God to work on me, give him some time, and I will bud again. I'll bud again. So this ain't over until it's over. Some of y'all want to give up and want to give up on your ministry, give up on your dream. I've just been going through this where I feel like I've been pushing and pushing. I ain't getting no reap. I ain't seeing no reaction. I used to have a radio broadcast and the enemy got in that. But see, God will send somebody from up on the East Coast to notice me, don't even know who I am, and say, look, I'm going to give an open door to this woman of God. I believe she's got a word in her. And I didn't even know you. But see, God is like that. He will set you up. He will set you up. God, you know, I preached a sermon a while back that said, for all of y'all that seen the fight and seen me go down, watch, because I'm fixing to make my comeback. So y'all seen me, and you seen me get knocked, slap out to the ground. It didn't look like I was coming back. But give me some time, because I'm working on this, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to come back stronger, and I'm going to come back in the things of God. So I want to encourage the people of God, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on what God has birthed in you. It may look like there is nothing going on. You know, we just come out of a terrible winter. We don't really have winter down here like you guys do. But you think about at that time, that spring ain't never going to come. Spring ain't never going to bud forth. This stuff is died. It's dead. It's dried up. It looks like nothing. In the springtime, in the wintertime, I plant. And my husband gets out and he plants bulbs in my garden. And it don't look like, why would you plant in the wintertime? Why would you do that? Because it don't look like nothing going to come up. But I guarantee you, I got the most beautiful flowers blooming in my yard right now. Because in the wintertime, I trusted God that if I put that seed in the ground, it's going to grow. It's, many of y'all have even sold it to ministries and said, I sold and gave and gave and gave, but everybody else getting their car, everybody else getting their houses, everybody else getting their church building, everybody else getting their ministry. When is mine coming? God has not forgotten you, men and women of God. He has not forgotten the seeds that you sown. He has not forgotten what you have done for the kingdom. Let me tell you something. Everything that you do for the kingdom will last. It's the only thing that's going to last. And I am reaping things that I've sowed years and years ago. And it looked like it wasn't going to come to pass, but it will come to pass. But don't give up on the things of God. If God gave you a vision, run with it. You know, they kept trying to get Nehemiah to come down off that wall. I want you to come down off that wall for this and that and everything. But if God put you in that position, men and women of God, if God give you a ministry, you stay on that wall and stay with that vision. Don't let these little people come at your ear and try to pull you off your vision, because God has got you. And all that stuff, God going to take care of it. Amen?
Amen.
So,
amen.
You know, I just want people to be encouraged that it's not over until God says it's over. And people don't understand that ministers suffer and they fight demonic spirits just as much or more than just the regular lay person. And if we fight things, that we go through things in our mind. We're human. And a lot of times ministers don't want to admit that we're going through stuff. We don't admit that we're troubled. We don't admit that we got thoughts. But I'll admit it. I wanted to give up. I wanted to throw in the towel. I even said it's not even worth living. I just recently had to bury my mother and my grandmother in a year apart from each other. And it has been a hard thing to try to press and try to push on. I have no women left in my family. And I feel all alone. And I say, God, I just feel like I want want to just die. I want to just give up. But I know that I can't do that because I made a vow to God and I won't take it back. When my daughter, when they said that she was 1 pound, they said she didn't know if she was going to make it or not. I was dying on the gurney myself. And I told the Lord, I said, I will do whatever if you save my daughter. I will do whatever. And so when I get to the point that I want to give up, I want to throw in the towel, I look at my daughter. I look at my husband, the miracle working power of God. And I have to say, no, I can't give up. I can't turn back. I cannot give up on this dream. I can't give up on this vision. I can't give a miracle. That was an old song back in the old days, so we all remember that. And you cannot give up. That the finish line is in view. But the enemy will cause and bring people to bring delusion and bring, it's just an illusion. You know, when you look in the rear mirror and it says objects are not closer than they may appear, it looks like, you know, it really is way far off, but that car back behind you fixing to run into your bumper. God is fixing to get ready to run you over with the blessings of God. He's fixing to overtake you with the things of God. But don't give up. The enemy wants you to give up. You can. This is your season, men and women of God, but you can die in your season. You can die giving birth to that baby. But I decree and declare today that you shall live to declare the works of the Lord. And that baby that's in you, you will not abort. The enemy will not miscarry, but you will give birth to this thing, and it will flourish, and it will grow, and it will do what it's going to accomplish to do. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Good.
You know, man of God, you said a lot of things, but one of the things that I do want to say is, because you spoke about the dream. You know, a lot of people have dreams, but they don't feed the dream. They have a dream, and then they become stagnated because they give up. They don't write the vision down. They have no hope and things of that nature. But then you spoke earlier in the beginning of the broadcast concerning the vision amongst the preachers and the churches, and you know, and I just got a phone call earlier today from a gentleman I never met him before, and he said, "Man of God, I'm out here in your city. I never knew that he was even out here." But one of the things, well, he was telling me he was doing street evangelism, and as I was reaching out to other, you know, churches, other men and women of God, what I find out is that there is a division, but God, He has placed like-minded people, folks that maybe didn't come like a mega church, that it might have been just somebody from a small church, you know, but one of the most important things is that God is looking for those that don't mind going out here and inviting people to this banquet, you see. A lot of folks be inside the house, inside the four walls, amen, and they've been fed. And there's something being said, and there's something just sitting there, and they are dormant because God said they need to awake because they're still attached to the things of the world, and they have not really surrendered or submitted themselves to God, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why right now the Lord, He placed my spirit this year to have a theme called Outside the Four Walls, bringing the gospel to the street. So, I mean, the word is just on time. It's on time. You know, and even like in your area, you know, you said something that I caught there. You said when in your area, you know, the winter time came, you know, and this was like a very unusual winter. It's nothing like we are used to having. You know, it was extended. Just today they was talking about the hailstorms that were the size of grapefruits. You know, things, we have to look at the signs, and you said folks can't wait for the summertime because it's a time for a season for everything. But when that season comes, what are you doing with it when you have the opportunity? You know, so I just want to thank you for just sharing that word on today. And we have some folks that are on the line right now that's listening from all over the United States and everything.
Thank
and if you're out there. And if you're out there on today and you want prayer or you would like to speak to this great woman of God, Apostle Michelle Thompson, amen, I want you to press the number 1 on your keypad and we'll be notified in the studio. Apostle, I mean, I understand. I'm calling you Apostle, but I see you operate under the fivefold ministry as a prophetess as well. And,
yes.
woman of God, what is it that you want to say to those that are listening right now that just joined us? Amen. There's more people just joined us, but what do you want to say to them?
Well, you know, you were talking about, you know, taking it to the streets, and, you know, we feel like that we can't do ministry because, you know, maybe we don't have a big congregation, or maybe, you know, we've been church hurt, or you know, we don't feel like that we've got anybody to help us. But, you know, my thing of it is that I had to get to the point where I've got to do this, whether it's just me and my husband, you know, and God going to bring an increase. And, you know, we got to get out of these four walls. The young people are dying on the streets right now. And, you know, I like I said, I was raised old school, and when God started shifting me in my music ministry and started pushing me more to a modern sound, and God started using my music to go out. And I have music all over. I'm on iTunes and you know, any kind of online. And God started using my music on Reverb Nation. And all of my fans, most of them are secular people. And I have them tell me, Michelle, your music I don't even like Christian music. I'm not even saved, but your music would make me get saved. Now, that's because I've got a modern beat. And I'm not telling everybody, I love old school. I can sing old school, too. I love that. But what I'm saying is we got to use whatever we can to reach the lost and stop being religious. We got to stop being religious, and we got to use whatever call it is to
yes,
get these
yes,
people.
You know, and you know that's one of the reasons. Like you hit the head on the nail, you know, because it's that religious spirit that's causing a lot of problems. The form of godliness denying the power thereof, and you know, old school. I remember I was telling some folks one time. I said I remember the mothers in the school. When I was going to church in the old days. They had me up there, Terry, and reaching out to call on the name of Jesus and everything. We're living in a time, and that's one thing that's so important that we understand. And God said, well, to go out into the four walls, go outside the four walls. So my bait, the bait that I use, it may be, amen, just to have someone come to a gospel concert and be, you know, and have praise dances and then have an altar call. Whatever we got to do to reach those, because like right now, for example, I have a friend of mine, a gentleman named Pastor Jamie Gonzalez, and he's working on a project to get 10,000 men to come together praying under one roof, amen. And even out here, you know, and my heart goes out to these younger generation and the people.
Yes.
Why? Because we got young people today that are supposed to be outliving the older people. Older people are outliving our babies, are outliving.
Yes.
And there is a spirit of suicide. There's a spirit, and I'm telling you, of death that's been put out on these youth right now, and they're becoming so desensitized to where they don't even hear the voice. You know, they've been told that it's okay to, you know, be in a same-sex relationship. It's got so out of hand. God is not even pleased where it's going to be judgment against this country. Why? Because,
yes,
see, the children to believe that it's okay to be in a relationship with a family and call two men, mom and dad, in other words. And it's been a point where it got so confusing that even where the terrorists, amen, they were talking about, you know, we're bringing death to the country that protects the cross. And I thought, I caught that. And I said, well, God, you know, they're literally saying that there's a war on the body of Christ. We already knew there was a war going on. Heavens, but now they actually are speaking it more verbally, and that there's commercials on TV now. Amen. See, this is what I'm saying. They're trying to desensitize the whole meaning of what God represents. Why? Because you have an atheist on TV now of a commercial saying freedom from religion, and I'm an atheist, and I'm not afraid to go to hell. In other words, he's trying to let you know that, hey, if you don't believe in God, that's okay, it's fine. You know, and it's that spirit of the Antichrist, amen. So there's so many different things going on. That's why God in Romans, the 13th chapter, verses 11 down to 14, it speaks about about the days at hand, the nights, the far spent, the days at hand. Your salvation is nearer than when you yet believe. You know, he's telling us those that are still sleeping. He's talking to the church. He's giving the church a warning. Amen. And those that are in the church that are still walking dead, those people, like you said earlier, you said that there was confrontation on those that wanted to have their church here and how many people in your church. And there's all this man-made democracy that got nothing to do with God. That's why Christ went into the temple and he started whooping everybody, because they were all out of alignment. They were using God's place for a place of their own agenda. People got their own agenda and want to be movie stars, overnight sensations, and want to be on TV, you know. And that's why I thank God for transparency. I thank God for women of God like you, amen, that don't mind telling the truth, don't mind saying what God says, won't sugarcoat the word, amen, and not going to compromise, you know. So I've been on TBN 3 times. I've been on the radio. I've been invited to go. But guess what? Those things don't impress me, you know. I've been around the big people. Gospel, and that don't impress me. Why? Because the only reason I was around there is because I was being humble as a servant, and there was a need for God to use me at that time.
And see,
if we could ever get to that place where people understand that we are just servants, God uses us at a predetermined time to make be a blessing, to cause havoc, wherever it may be. God, I got this thing planned out. So I just want to thank God for you, woman of God. It was an on-time word. You that just joined us, we got about maybe 4 or 5 minutes left in the broadcast, but my special guest today is no other than Apostle Michelle Thompson, and she's the founder of Miracle International in Grand Bay, Alabama. Amen. And I want to let the folks know, if they would like to reach out to you, how can they contact you?
Well, you can just Google search my name, Dr. Michelle Thompson or Michelle Thompson. It'll come up my link. I'm on Reverb Nation. You can hear my music. They call me the Gospel Tina Marie. And we've been really blessed. I have about 40,000 fans all over the world right now. And we're pushing number 2 in the nation right now on independent charting, and God has just been a real blessing. So you just type in my name, Michelle Thompson, it'll come up, and I'm on Instagram, I'm on all the social media sites, and you can download my music at on iTunes, Spotify, CD Baby, it's in my name. And if anyone wants to have us to preach or come minister or do revivals, we do miracle and healing services, me and my husband. And you can call us at 251-751-3546, and we will be happy to come to your area. And I want to hear from you. So, you know, we're on Facebook. Send us a message on Facebook, and, you know, just be encouraged. Get your hands dirty. Get out in them streets and do a work for God. It's time.
Yes,
it's time to get out of our pews and our comfort zone. It's time for us to take all them robes off and them clergy and get some street clothes on and get these young folk. They dying. Wake up, church. That's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
If you ain't never heard nothing else from a Southern Cajun girl, wake up and do the work of the kingdom, for time is short. And the labors are few. And the enemy's trying to kill the labor so that we will not reap a harvest. But we're going to reap. We're going to reap the end time harvest before the trumpet sounds. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, I tell you one thing, people, God. Listen, God had me teaching on the armor of God a few months ago, amen, about the purpose of the armor. And one thing for certain, we have to go into the enemy's camp. We have to bombard it to set those captives to be set free, take this ball back, amen. The enemy needs to be saying, we need to get these saints out of our territory, amen.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be saying we got to get the devil out of our territory. Should just be the opposite way. You know, a lot of people don't preach about hell in heaven. They always want to, you know, preach a happy, you know, preach to the happy, itching air society and everything, but it's time to come out here in the street. People are dying. Listen, this is Apostle Andre Thompson, and if you'd like to sow into our ministry, please visit our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. citywidecog.org, or if you're old-fashioned, want to do it the safe way, that's how you feel, because that's how you came, that's the place you came from. You could make a check or money order out to Citywide Church of God, and that's P.O. Box 163, Stuartville, New Jersey, 08886. That's P.O. Box 163, Stuartville, New Jersey, 08886. Email us. Let us know if you need prayer, if you need any information. Email us at info@thewordfortoday@gmail.com, or you can just info@thewordfortoday.org. Amen. Apostle Thompson, I thank you so much for joining me. Amen. On this day, praise God.
Amen.
We have some other power hitters coming on the rest of the week. You know, as each day goes by, amen, it forms a story that God is telling us. Amen. And I always like to get to the end of the week for the conclusion. Amen. So I just thank God for you. Definitely going to be looking out, and hopefully I can maybe get you to come up here. Who knows, next month. We'll see. We have to talk about that. Praise God.
Amen.
Love to have you. And until we meet again, beloved, kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Until we meet again, this is Apostle Andre Thompson for the Word for the Day Ministry Broadcast. God bless you, and have a blessed day. I talk to you soon now. Bye-bye.
Secret place, show me your face.